And now, maybe some unwelcome news for many. So-called good cholesterol may not be so good. It's long been thought to scrub blood vessels of the bad clogging cholesterol, but a new study out this week in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology finds that boosting good cholesterol, or HDL, isn't actually that effective at protecting against heart disease and stroke. Damien Gardet covers biotech for STAT, the health and medicine publication and our weekly partner. And Damien, you paint a great picture of HDL as just a fatty substance along for the ride. So what did the study find?
Yeah, so basically these researchers in Canada looked at a data set from more than 600,000 people, which is the most anyone's ever really amassed to study this, and sorted them by HDL rates, basically from low to high. And what they found is those who had basement-level HDL did have an increased risk of cardiovascular death. But once they got to a certain level, that risk plateaued. And so this kind of stands in contrast to what had been conventional wisdom, that continuing to raise HDL would just improve patient outcomes, when in reality, it would seem that there's a cap on that.
Well, in fact, a very, very high HDL didn't seem protective at all.
Exactly. So risks actually ticked upward once you got into the very, very top eighth, which was a smaller number of patients, but still enough to be confounding.
Well, and just to stay with the basement level of HDL, having a higher incident of death and other problems, that would seem to lend to the thinking that you should, as we've been told, eat beans and lentils and oats and oily fish to raise the good HDL. I mean, it does seem that to raise it to that plateau might seem like a good idea, no?
Very much so. However, what's further confounding is that those basement-level HDL patients also had higher rates of obesity and smoking and poorer diets and lower socioeconomic status. And each of those factors is itself correlated with risk. So what question gets raised is sort of, is HDL really an independent indicator of risk, or is it just something that is perhaps correlated with these other factors? And so it's true that improving diet, quitting smoking, and et cetera, would seem to raise your HDL and get you to that healthy level. But it's very possible that there's some other correlation there, and HDL itself is not the factor that is improving these outcomes.
Well, what does this do to the drug industry, which has drugs out there that are supposed to raise your HDL and lower the LDL, the bad cholesterol? Where are we on the drugs component here?
So for many people in the drug industry, this might sound eerily familiar because they have spent billions of dollars over the past decade trying to develop drugs that would do exactly that. They would raise HDL in order to ward off heart attacks and strokes and other dangerous things. And by one measure, did they succeed in that these drugs did, in clinical trials, raise good cholesterol. But by the most important measure, they failed in that each of these drugs has failed to actually improve outcomes. So that would kind of lend credence to the hypothesis put forth by this paper, which is that simply boosting HDL into astronomical levels doesn't really have an effect on patient health.
But is the takeaway that your HDL, at the very least, could tell you about other problems?
Right. And so I think that's why doctors are cautious to not, you know, that there might be a baby in this bathwater in a sense, which is that if HDL is not an independent indicator, but is correlated with things like obesity and smoking, then testing for it could still have some value because asking patients to fill out a questionnaire about their exercise habits and et cetera can be a little bit more cumbersome than simply doing a lipid panel that you would do anyway to search for bad cholesterol. So HDL is here to stay. I think it's just maybe not the great indicator that it once was thought to be.
Damien Gardet, who covers biotech for our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. Damien, thank you.
Yes, of course. Thank you.